silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight, taking you away, leaving me lonely. Silver glory fading out of sight.
Oh, so got a basketball toss. Got a basketball toss, oh baby. I've always been dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me.
Tony Basilio reporting on this victorious Tennessee basketball Saturday. And for all with the basketball Jones, we will serve you. As Donnie Tindall mouthed at Armani Moore a few moments ago. Wow. Wow. Donnie Tindall was not amused with the way Tennessee closed that thing out at the end. Tennessee wins today 65-64 as they hold on for the victory over Kansas State. These things always got to go to the last minute. Can't have an 8 to 10 point victory. Just not possible. On a day when Missouri's learned their place in the conference, Shane Ray out of the game for targeting. Missouri's opportunity and chance to win down the tubes. Tennessee, by the way, goes to 3-3 on the year. 65-64 win. Tennessee has Butler and NC State in the front windshield. A win over Kansas State in the rearview mirror. As I welcome you to another edition, this is your Smart Way Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic Tennessee Basketball Overtime. And I'd like to invite you to get in with us now at 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. On a day where both teams started out the day so poorly, the basketball Vols and Kansas State played 10 minutes of Division I basketball with neither team in the first half, recording an assist. That's pretty hard to do. That is pretty hard to do. Breaking up is hard to do, and that, my friends, is hard to do. As it is on the afternoon, Tennessee finishes shooting 41% from the field. They shot 16 three-pointers in the game, made four. And the three ball down the stretch for Kansas State, they're 8 of 21 on the afternoon, 38%. Tennessee from the foul line, 17 of 24, good for 70%, and really the difference in the game. They had 24 opportunities at the foul line. Kansas State, 23 opportunities, and Tennessee improved in the personal foul department. Kansas State, 24 personal fouls today. Tennessee with only 19 in the game. The Vols only turned the ball over 10 times. 22 turnovers for Kansas State, and they came in a flurry fashion as the Vols get the victory today, 65-64, and didn't exactly handle it well at the end. I mean, you're just going to get this. You know, every win, every game that these guys get an opportunity to win is a new step, and we just have to be patient. I love Donnie Tindall electing to go zone defense. The foul started to mount. You had some foul trouble, and he said, you know what? I'm going to take the opportunity in the half court. I'm going to mitigate the opportunity for us to get stupid fouls. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. If you want to join us, let's go to our guest line. Keith Hatfield joining. Keith, and you can hear him, by the way, on Fridays right here at TonyBasilio.com. You can read him at TonyBasilio.com as well. As I want to thank my friends at Smartway and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics for allowing us to do this for you after each and every Tennessee basketball game. Keith, I'd like your first thoughts on what was today a game where Tennessee almost covered the spread for the first time under Donnie Tindall, but they weren't able to do that as the spread was won. So today's game was a push. Keith, how you doing?
Oh, doing fantastic, Tony, and I thought today was a really, really good performance. I thought Tennessee put on an effort today that will win them a lot of games in SEC play and going forward, just simply because Kansas State is a pretty good team, and Tennessee, for the most part, took their offense off until the very end. I mean, they gave up a bunch of points in the last four or 5 minutes, but I thought Tennessee played really well today.
Tennessee never let Kansas State really get comfortable, did they?
No, they other than letting Marcus Foster make some threes there in the second half, I thought Tennessee was all over them.
What else stood out to you, Keith, about today's game?
Well, I was impressed with the way the offense played in the second half. I was impressed that with Tennessee was able to score that's a pretty big number for this team. To bump up against 40 points and a half for this team is going to be really impressive because, I mean, we've talked a lot about their offensive limitations, but now that second half wasn't too bad.
I thought it was a remarkable balanced effort from the team. I mean, Richardson had 17, but you had Punter chip in 7, Armani Moore chipped in 6, Mostella and Reese 5 each. Willie Carmichael had a game where you can look at him and go, boy, step forward. He had 9 points on the day. He had 6 boards and an assist to go with that. Hubs today was 6, and he was more aggressive. Jabari McGee tonight, 6, though he was limited with the foul trouble. Balkman today with 4, and that's it for your basketball Vols. Tyreek Owens played the game, did not score.
I think that's balanced, I mean, Josh Richardson was fantastic, and he's going to be fantastic most nights that he gets any help, and he got help tonight. I thought this team will not play much better than that at any point this season. I may be overrating Kansas State because certainly their early performance doesn't merit my opinion of them, but I think they're pretty good. I think by the end of the year we'll look back on this, and that's a pretty good win.
That's a win over a team that had Arizona on the ropes late.
Absolutely. I mean, they had Arizona on the ropes. I think I'll be very surprised if they don't end up getting the ship right and become an NCAA tournament team. 865-200-5402.
Again, 865-200-5402. As our basketball volunteers victorious. And if you would like to get in with us, we'd love to hear from you today on that, on your Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic. Tennessee basketball overtime. It is so superb to come out on top. And so I'll tell you this about Donnie Tindall. Boy, his kids play hard, don't they, Keith? And then we'll go to the phones here. They really play hard, don't they?
Oh, no. They got after it today. I mean, that's the kind of effort you want to see out of your team. They didn't leave anything on the floor. They got probably 3 out of every 4 loose balls Tennessee got, and obviously in a close game that ends up being the difference. They got every time the ball hit the floor, the ball got knocked loose or something, Tennessee seemed to get it. And you could see, from where I was sitting, which is a different seat than normal. And you could see Bruce Weber getting visibly frustrated that they were getting beaten to every loose ball.
Yep. Donnie Tindall today at the end of the game, right there towards the end with Armani Moore a chance to sew it up. He's trying to run on 3-on-2 fast break and throws the ball out of bounds. And Donnie Tindall screamed over at him, Keith, and I'm sure he'll have to apologize for this, but it was caught on camera. You stupid MF-er. I mean, Keith, the frustration from Donnie Tindall, though, and just all the way around, they just don't handle the ball well. They're just point guard wise.
This group from a ball handling and basketball IQ standpoint is not they're not Belmont. I'll just put it that way.
Tindall said today, "I thought our home crowd really helped us a great deal. They were extremely helpful." What would you guesstimate the crowd at today, Keith?
It might have gotten to 10,000. I'm not sure it was that big.
Yeah, which is what I was expecting. You've got a rainy day.
Now, next Sunday, there will be no excuse for there not being a pretty good crowd there against a ranked team coming off a good win. If there's not 12 to 15,000 next Sunday, there's a problem.
The one small problem with that, with what you're saying, the Tennessee Titans play next Sunday, buddy.
So that is okay. So we can knock off four of what we would expect the crowd to be.
Four what? 4,000?
Four people. Oh. No, four people.
865-200-5402. If you'd like to get in the hunt and in the mix with us, Tennessee victorious today, shared the basketball, tried to. Tennessee finishes the game with actually 15 assists. So they had 15 assists in the final 30 minutes of the game today after not getting any for the first 10. Let's go to our phones, 865-200-5402. You got to appreciate today's win, and let's go to the phones. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Basilio Hatfield, how you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Enjoy today's game. What'd you think of it?
It's okay. I'm just now leaving. I took my daughter, she's 7, as her first UT basketball game. She's a little basketball nut. She's found some new words. Good gracious is one of them. She got off my dad, and that first half, I've never heard good gracious as many times in my life as I did that first half, but it was pretty funny. But I think this team really, we could use McGee in the game a lot more, mm-hmm. but that guy is an absolute foul machine. I mean, as soon as he hits the floor, it's just one foul after another, and he's pretty good on the offensive end. You know, I think we could really use him if he could stay out of foul trouble.
He's a really nice player. Owens is a nice presence in size. He has to gain some weight. These guys, I give them credit today on the personal foul front. They finished the game with 19, and Kansas State had 24. I guess the numbers I was looking at before were unofficial numbers. But Tennessee in the second half only commits 10. And I guess my point is, when you start talking about McGee, McGee is somebody that really plays a lot of emotion, a lot of energy. And Keith, I think at times that gets the best of him. What do you think?
Oh yeah, and he has an instinct to grab guys when he gets a little bit out of position. And as a freshman, you're not going to be totally dialed into where you're supposed to be all the time. And I think that kind of exacerbates the issue, isn't that he got two fouls just grabbing Thomas Gibson right in front of the official.
Hey guys, one more question. I don't know if it's Woodson hurt or what's the deal there? Kansas State had a bunch of big bodies inside, and I kept looking for him. I didn't know if he was out or what the deal was.
They held him out today for what they said was the opportunity for him to get some schoolwork done.
Well, that's not sounding good.
Well, no.
I'm going to take a wild guess that he is not long for here.
I don't see
that,
Keith.
We really could use this beef inside today. They had some bruisers in there, boy.
They had some big guys. They had a couple guys that were as wide as they are tall, Keith. A couple guys look like serious, serious business, mean football players.
Oh, no, Thomas Gibson's a load. I mean, that's a guy that's been incredibly productive in the Big 12. I mean, he is a serious, serious player. And I thought Tennessee, for the most part, did a fantastic job on him tonight.
I thought Richardson hit some unbelievable shots that kind of kept us ahead there through the second half. And, you know, I still don't really know what we're trying to do on offense. I think we force up a lot of threes early in the set sometimes. And I don't really understand it, but, I love Coach Tindall. This is the first game I've been to this year, and, the guys down there handing pizzas out before the game. So, I mean, you know, I hope he make it through this deal, but, you know, I was happy to get a win. Like I said, it was my daughter's first game.
That's
so it's kind of a special day for me. But, anyway, guys, you take care. I always love listening to you fellas.
Hey, thank you, man. Great talking to you. And if you want to get in, 865-200-5402, and the lines are wide open if you want to talk about Tennessee's win today, a win over Kansas State, a win Keith Hatfield says will be a win at the end of the year that will stand up. He believes this win will stand the test of time. Donnie Tindall said we played good defense, we were active, we had energy, we shrunk the floor on them. And which is what you were talking about before, Keith.
Oh, no, I thought Tennessee, I thought the defense, other than the cut, like I said, they lost Marcus Foster on a little run there where he made three threes in probably about a 4-minute stretch, it seemed like. But otherwise, I thought it was fantastic. I thought you won't play much better defense than that. I mean, the end of the game, that they make a little flurry at the end of the game, but I thought the defense was fantastic.
865-200-5402 is our number. Donnie Tindall said Dietrich Mostella had his best week of practice that he's had since he's been here. Keith, he looked really under control and really composed today. I mean, the team's already looking a little more like there's some cohesion there.
Oh, there's no doubt. We're going to look back. I think if Coach Tindall can weather the NCAA stuff, we're going to look back and realize this first recruiting class is pretty doggone good.
He was talking about Willie Carmichael. He said Willie Carmichael is going to be a really nice player here. He's the type of player that brings it every day in practice. It was good to see Carmichael get an opportunity to allow some things to happen. Would you say, Keith?
He was really good, and one thing though, he was the recipient of some fantastic passes. I thought Armani Moore had a day today where he made five or six just absolutely fantastic passes.
No doubt about it. Donnie Tindall went on to say, I think our guys showed some serious pride on the defensive end, and no word yet as to what the deal is behind the scenes. Obviously, you would like to have had your big man for that game, Keith.
Oh yeah, and I think we're seeing now on our end exactly what Memphis saw. If a guy's not going to be dependable, he's not much use to you.
Donnie Tindall on Monty Moore's no look pass in the final minute, he said, and I quote, "I had a flash where I was going to go to jail." That's great, isn't it?
I like it. Well, I mean, the guy coaches hard. I have no qualms about the job he's done here so far. The guy works hard. I don't have a problem with it.
This team, Keith, I'm just not sure what to make of them.
Oh, yeah, well, We will see soon enough, I think.
865-200-5402 is our number. Action Jackson just texted me on the he just shot me a tweet, and it says, "Can we talk some football as well?" If Action Jackson calls in, Keith, what do you think he's going to discuss?
I'm going to take a wild guess. It's going to have something to do with the offensive show Alabama's putting on.
So, Action Jackson, why don't you call in and try me? Why don't you call in and try me today? And let's see if we can talk some football.
Let me just be honest, Tony. That Lane Kiffin guy can coach some offense.
Oh, there's no question about it. He just can't head coach some offense, but he can coach some offense. On the Dominic Woods.
Go ahead. Ulysses S. Grant was a great general. He was a lousy president. It happened.
This is a good sign. Donnie Tindall says, Dominic Woodson had to follow up with some academic things. He wasn't in practice all week. Source of mine from Tennessee listening to us right now said, I think Hatfield's right. Woodson might have one foot out the door and another one on the way. Wow. Wow. All happens in real time here.
You just can't trust a guy. If a guy's not going to do what he's supposed to do, you just can't trust him.
Tindall at the end of the game today. He said it may sound corny, but we're still trying to figure out how to win with this team.
Absolutely. I mean, how many guys on that team other than Josh and Armani have ever really been, and Reese to an extent, have really been part of winning at the Division I level?
Smart way, Dalton Behring, Tennessee basketball overtime. So Dominic Woodson did not play today. Tennessee wins without him, 65-64 in a game that Keith calls their most impressive performance to date of the year. People are tweeting out Donnie Tindall's moment. It'll be all over cyberspace tonight. That'll be all over the place. Keith, do you have a problem with a head coach blowing up on a guy like that, or does it bother you or no?
As everyone that listens with any regularity to my show or when my appearances on your show, Tony, I'm a Bob Huggins guy, so that's pretty much your answer. No, I have no problem with that.
865-200-5402. Let's go back to our phones. We'll get as many folks in as we can. It's a playoff kind of Saturday. Boy, the playoff games have been absolute stinkers so far in college football. I'm ready for an 18 playoff. Let's do it tomorrow. Hello and welcome.
What's up, Tony B and Keith? How you guys doing?
Hey, Action Jackson. How you doing,
what's up,
buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. It's halftime of the Alabama game.
Yeah, man.
And Lane Kiffin looks pretty good tonight.
What did you think about the basketball game, AJ?
I didn't watch it. I've been watching football all day, Tony.
What'd you think about the call on Derrick Ray, AJ?
Shane Ray.
Shane Ray.
And did you see Kiffin? He fist pumped when Ray was walking out. I love it. That's what you call swagger.
Was it the proper call?
Yes, he hit him in the face mask. What do you think, Tony?
I think Alabama makes me sick of my stomach, and I hope they lose. I hope so.
Tony, are you insinuating the SEC officials have gone Earl Hebner in that game?
They don't have to. That game there, they could probably try and help Missouri in that game, Keith, and it wouldn't matter.
Did you see Kiffin call the touchdown as Sims was throwing?
I saw Kiffin flame out last year at USC. That's the Kiffin I choose to remember.
Hey, man, sanctions are brutal.
Oh, come on, man. How many are you? What about his first year here when he let Virginia Tech hammer him?
Hey, at least he was playing Virginia Tech.
He let him hammer him, though.
I was at that game, and it wasn't the best memory.
No, Denarius Moore dropping a wide-open touchdown didn't help the cause that day.
Good point.
That day I learned that Atlanta is a terrible town.
It's not New York City. What happened to you
Absolutely
in Atlanta?
Not.
What happened to you in Atlanta, AJ?
Let's just say downtown Atlanta and Action Jackson don't mesh too well.
Are you?
Tony, we had a good show in Atlanta.
Yeah, interesting.
I think the Auburn people. I think I'm still waiting to be a commencement speaker at Auburn after that.
Oh, you're loved.
I do. Sherman should have burned Atlanta to the ground.
AJ, you're you're not going to say anything about the basketball team winning today.
I didn't watch it, Tony B.
You didn't turn it on. You didn't turn it on during a commercial break.
No.
Why?
Congratulations to Coach Tindall.
Why didn't you turn it on during a commercial break?
I don't know. I was preoccupied with Twitter, which all the listeners can follow me at Patrick Jackson SJ.
That's good. You're out of here.
There you go.
865-200-5402. The guy is giving out his Twitter handle. I mean, really?
I think we may have created
a monster.
I mean, we may have created a monster there, Tony. He may be the new Colt Cabana.
Back to the phones we go. So I guess we can't talk football on here. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in, we're talking about Tennessee's win today over Kansas State in a game where Dominic Woodson was held out, and then Donnie Tindall said after the game did not practice all week. What did you make? And by the way, 12 steals for Tennessee in the game. 12 steals in the game. Most since a 15-steal effort back in 2011 versus Vanderbilt.
Now, in all honesty, though, Tony, some of those steals, Kansas State,
oh.
I did not realize they're really, really bad passing.
Oh.
They're really good at throwing the ball into just nowhere.
Atrocious. You know,
Bruce Weber is going to do the exact same thing for them he did for Illinois. Once all of Frank's players are out of there, they're going to be really, really bad.
You know, Tennessee, when you look at it, without having a point guard, and they don't, really hit that pretty nicely today, I thought, Keith. They got some pretty good shots in the half court, and they settled down a little bit.
Oh, I think so. As good defensively as Kansas State is,
yes.
I thought Tennessee, and if you count in, you factor in the fact Tennessee probably missed 7 or 8 really, really makeable shots at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Tennessee offensively for the most part today, outside of the first probably 7-8 minutes, was pretty doggone good.
Scott Compton on Twitter: the basketball was ugly, but sure as hell is funner to watch. Love Tindall. Hope he stays. Keith, I think a lot of fans are starting to feel that way about this guy.
I do too. I think, well, he's relatable. He's somebody that, I mean, he's not one of the two, the man or born guys. I mean, it's not as if he's there because, oh, he was so-and-so's assistant and he's this and he's that. I think he's kind of a blue-collar, working-class coach who he essentially, if he can hang on here and not get sanctioned and stay, I think he's certainly, I'm not going to say he is, but he could be what could have happened here 15 years ago when we should have hired Greg Marshall.
Back to the phones we go. Here's the other thing about this guy. He's really trying. He knows he's in trouble. He knows he faces an uphill battle. He sent his kids out to shake hands with people after the first game. Today, for those of you who don't know, he went up and delivered pizza to the students personally before the game. This guy is showing us that he values this opportunity.
Oh, it would be very easy right now for him to just throw in the towel, Tony, cash his check every week, and finish 8-22. It would be really, really easy for him right now.
Mm-hmm. Back to the phones we go. Vol Asher, AJ's love for Lane is disturbing and creepy. Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. Hello and welcome. You're on the Smart Way, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic, Tennessee basketball overtime.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Don.
Hey, how you doing today? Don, good talk to you.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah, I was flipping back and forth, trying to keep up with both, and I had the recorder set on the basketball game just in case, but I do want to make one comment about the SEC championship game for top basketball. You said, right when you came on, that Missouri was lining up twice. Now, I could have missed look, but because I was going back and forth, but it looked like on that third touchdown drive, two plays in a row, they decided not to slow the game down for three plays when a first down pass what resulted in a catch. Guy's knee was out of bounds when he caught it, and next play they had an obvious fumble that Missouri jumped on, and they just ran another play. Nobody slowed them down.
Well, the bottom line is, Dom, I mean, when I watched the way Missouri started that game, Missouri didn't come in there today to win. They came in there today wide-eyed and afraid. And, you know, the old saying in sports is, you can look at them, they blinked in that first half. And it's not officiating. It's the fact that Alabama, the biggest hypocrite to ever live is Nick Saban. That SOB is a complete hypocrite. Do you know that they started that game with a fast break offense? Mr. This is bad for our sport. Mr. This is going to injure people. Mr. Auburn must slow their offense down. These spread offenses and what they're doing, it's bad for the sport. Somebody's going to get hurt. That's how they started today's game. What a hypocrite that guy is. What a phony that guy is.
There is nothing about Nick Saban other than his winning percentages that's admirable to anybody, or shouldn't be. But anyhow, let's talk about something more important. That's UT round ball. Pretty impressed overall. Donnie was not the only one that wanted to kill Armani Moore, though, came in. When I've seen him throw that ball, I'm like, yeah, what are you doing? And then we combined missing two free throws right there at the end. And then, of course, as usually go when we're playing, some guy goes unconscious and just starts draining threes. That last three that guy from Kansas hit, you see how far out he was. I mean, that was Chris Lofton over Kevin Durant. It was just ridiculous.
It was Money in the Bank, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was going to bounce. You remember last year in the two Texas A&M games. You know what's going to happen. Guy hits two threes in his whole year, and both of them win games, you know, against us. Kind of like back and forth. Buzz was here and never loose ball at the end. I always rolled out to the other team with bank in a three from 40 feet. Yeah, it's just the way it seems to be. Keith, I know you, I'm not saying anything, you know, I haven't said a million times. Josh Richardson, I'm trying to remember, a guard slash forward, whatever he's supposed to truly be. Who was the last guy that good that could do that many different things for us?
Maybe in a way, Tyler Smith, it's been a while, and Josh is a fantastic player, and he's a guy that understands the game. I mean, he's the one guy on that team that I'm never concerned that Josh is going to do what Armani did at the end of the game or anything like that. I don't worry much about Josh Richardson.
Yeah, even when you go back to Juwan Smith, you know, there was that game that he done something really stupid at the end that, you know, about caused everybody to stroke out.
The South Carolina game where he tried to pass the ball to himself off the backboard up three and lost the ball and they almost tied the game.
Yeah.
Juwan had his moment.
It was pretty bad. If something, you know, doesn't come down to interfere between now and the end of the basketball season, I think this team's got a chance to be a little better than what people may have thought. I don't watch a lot of the other teams, but I just look at the scores and stuff. I mean, look at Auburn, how pitiful they are, and South Carolina, and how pitiful they are. These are teams that are supposed to be, you know, well, not so much Auburn, but South Carolina. Everybody, this was going to be Frank Martin's big year. And he's still got time to turn it around. They look pretty bad.
Yeah, the league went 4-6 in the challenge.
Well, they look good. Well, now South Carolina won today. They absolutely annihilated Okie State today.
Yeah, so they're 4-6, right? Isn't that right, Keith? 4-6 in the challenge. Isn't that right? The league went 4-6 in the challenge, right?
Are you still there?
What are we doing here? Don, thank you. Sounds like Hatfield's having a third. Thank you, Don. Hatfield's having like a third conversation. I love this. This is good stuff. 865-200-5402. If you want to communicate with us on Twitter, you can do that. I'm at Tony Basilio. And if you would like to get in with us today, it's 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. It's all over, but the shouting just about in the SEC championship game. Alabama looks like they are getting ready to roll on somebody in the playoff. And I think about the four teams that are projected to make that, and I don't know who or what I'm cheering for, because I sure as hell ain't cheering for them. And I'm not cheering for Florida State. Hopefully Florida State gets knocked out tonight. But then again, Keith, if Florida State gets knocked out tonight, that means Urban Cryer might get in.
That means if they win, they probably make it, but I don't like their chances. Or you end up with two Big 12 teams.
Back to the phones we go. I love Donnie Tindall. Viva Donnie Tindall. Viva Donnie Tindall. Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. I want to remind you, Dalton Hydraulic. They are online at DaltonHydraulic.com, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic. Check them out. Beautiful Granger County, Tennessee. Hydraulic cylinders. If you're hunting a motor or hydraulic cylinder, AC/DC hydraulic cylinder, they're selling over 300,000 of those annually, as well as hoses, hose assemblies, fittings, couplings, you name it. Hydraulic motors, thousands of bearings. Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Hello and welcome. You're on the Smart Way, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic Basketball Overtime.
Tona, Hatfield, PTR, how are you?
Hey, buddy, great talk to you.
Hey, listen, you kind of touched on a couple of these things already. I feel like you took my phone call away in about four different parts, but I count me as one of those that for the first time today, I'm leaning to the right of the middle of, okay, now I hope he makes it. I've intentionally tried not to get attached to this man, but he's growing on me, and today kind of pushed me to the right of the middle. But I hope somehow he can stay here and be our coach. I think he's got a lot of potential. And you talked about not really knowing how this game's going to develop or this team's going to develop, Tony. You're not sure what you see yet. I'll tell you what I don't see. I don't see 5-22 no matter what happens. This team might be within 5 of .500 before it's over, and I don't think most people suspected that.
I think that's a great point. And when you consider everything that's going around and swirling around with this team, and you consider that even Woodson wasn't at practice this week, I mean, he's basically going out there with a bunch of kids. And you heard Keith say earlier, he's doing it. They're doing it on hard work, guts, grit, determination. How can you not get behind something like that? How can anybody not get behind that? It's the opposite of Konzo Martin ball. And I don't mean to take a shot at him, but there's not a lot of lollygagging around. I'll tell you what, it's a good thing Konzo Martin's team last year, this time of the year, didn't face Donnie Tindall's Southern Miss team, because I've seen enough to know that they would have buzzsawed us.
All right. You know, in fact, you make another very good point, and I didn't have the words to say it, but you helped put this together. Even in moments of ineptitude or sloppiness, I just sit back and giggle. I don't get mad because it's like they're almost trying too hard.
Right.
You know, that's the worst thing I see. So, I know I'm encouraged by what I see. If he gets a balance and figures out where his key points are, and I think Hatfield commented, I mean, there's some of these teams in the SEC that are not what we thought they were. We're not the 13th team in the SEC. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I'll stay on and listen.
Thank you, my friend. Good talking to you, PTR. Keith, respond.
Oh, no, at this point, from what I've seen of the SEC, they're certainly not the 13th team in the SEC. I mean, I've seen enough of Auburn and Mississippi State alone to know they're certainly not the second worst team in the league.
And this team here showed you tonight that they're going to have the possibility. And on a good shooting night, when you work as hard as they do, on a good shooting night, they're going to have a chance to beat some really good teams. As we saw the way they played Kansas off their feet 10 or so days ago.
Oh, the only team in this league they just absolutely can't beat is Kentucky. Yeah. I think Arkansas will be a problem because the way Arkansas plays and the fact we can't handle the ball that well. I think that'll be a problem. But outside of those two, I think we can play with just about anybody.
And why more teams don't press Tennessee, press for 40 minutes, whether I'm a pressing team or not, I'm at least going to pressure them on defense. I will not let Tennessee get comfortable. Keith, I was talking before about the decision to go to a zone defense, and then we'll go back to the phones. I thought that was a key decision with about 7 minutes to go in the game.
Well, I mean, obviously we're not doing a very good job guarding them in the post man-to-man. So yeah, and that's what you have to do. You can't be so wedded to a system that you just sit there and take it.
Really? I didn't know that.
Like the last guy.
865-200-5402. Or like we do in football. If I may get that off my chest here. After watching that all season.
Has Michigan hired a football coach yet?
No, I don't think they have. By the way, what about Rhett's Electronics School today beating Michigan in basketball? Your thoughts?
I think I'm going to give them great credit. I actually saw NJIT play a couple of years ago. They were the worst basketball team, not just Division I team. They were the worst basketball team I've ever seen. And they're actually respectable now.
Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. Let's grab another call. Hello, you're on the Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic, Tennessee basketball overtime.
What are you saying, man?
Hey, how you doing?
It's Marsh. Hey,
Hey, Marshy. Pretty good Fat Five Freddy there. Yeah,
you like that?
Not really, but go ahead.
Hey, I'll give Keith some credit. Keith, a few years ago, said that Josh Richardson would be one of the top players in the SEC, and everybody said that he was basically stupid. You remember that, Keith?
I remember catching some heat for saying that, yes.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good scouting by you. That kid he was all over the court today. Absolutely all over the court.
Keith also says, do not give up on Robert Hubbs IV. Keith thinks that Robert Hubbs IV could be a really, really nice player here.
Boy, he did shoot one. He shot one today that almost missed the floor.
Robert Hubbs might be the next Scotty Hobson, and then somehow just. But he can dribble. He can dribble. I'll give him credit. He dribbles the ball better than Scotty.
I would love to see him turn into Scotty Hobson.
I don't know. He shot one today. Yeah, you're exactly right. What in the world was that? He did hit a three, though. He did hit a three. It went into orbit and came back down from the corner.
But it had ice on it. I'm going to hold, because it went through. It came through the ionosphere. I'm going to tell you, though, that I respect Keith's opinion when he tells me things like that, because the guys he usually says to give up on early in our conversation are guys that you can give up on. Keith, you don't feel that way about many of Tindall's signees, do you?
Oh, no, I love the three freshman big men. I think Mostello's going to be fantastic. I think this class, you know what I think of Kevin Punter, other than Devin Balkman, who, I mean, was brought in to be a specialist and just shoot the ball. I mean, it's not as if they brought him in to play 33 minutes a game. I think this class is, especially given the time he had to put it together, is pretty doggone good class.
It's it's pretty miraculous, actually.
Hey, and Tony, and I know Michigan, I know you don't want to really talk football, but I'm gonna say something real quick. What if Michigan does hire Butch? Our luck is they get Butch out of here, but why would they not go after Jim Tressel?
No, they're not going to take a coach from Ohio State. It doesn't work that way in that league.
Well, say they get Butch. Say he ends up leaving. Our luck is that we lose our basketball coach and our football coach in the same day. That's what happens here. You know that?
And anything happens here. This is this is everything is possible. Okay, our anything is possible. Everything is possible, and it usually happens.
At which point, we'll hire Jerry DiNardo and Mike Davis.
There you go. The two most boring human beings we could find.
Well, because that's opposite of what we got. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the
mm-hmm.
trend.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and get somebody opposite of what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Or try to get somebody opposite of what you got or what you had. I mean, you look at Pearl and then you look at Gonzo.
What I would be curious to know is how far down the list.
Hey, Tony, your favorite player was just on TV. Michael Sam apparently is on the Missouri sideline pumping people up.
Michael Sam gave an interview, Keith, where he said if he weren't a homosexual player that he would be in the league. So there you have it.
If I wasn't white, I'd be in the league too, Tony. I'd be in the league.
Interesting.
I could play.
Well,
no, that right there drops me up the wall.
Yeah, but we're not going to get into that. I got to be more disciplined. Marshy, thank you. Hope you have a great day. By the way, it is 21-10 as Nebraska, different league, different team, same league at one time, different team. There you go. Missouri, ladies and germs, has climbed within 21-10, trying to get out of a hole against Alabama.
And Tony, thinking about it, why didn't Nebraska hire somebody maybe from the old East German doping program? Because, I mean, that's the only time they've ever really won was when they were roiding up and turning 170-pound farm kids into monsters. Why didn't they just hire, like, the old East German swimming training guy?
Those were the days, weren't they?
Those still couldn't beat Oklahoma.
No, but those were the days. 865-200-5402. It'll be a night of mourning in Action Jackson's household if Alabama somehow chokes this thing away, and they would have to really choke to lose this football game.
If Missouri comes back and wins this game, I'm going to Cincinnati tomorrow to see West Virginia, Northern Kentucky. I will actually walk there if Alabama loses this game.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402 is our number. And let's grab another caller here on your smart way. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic. Tennessee basketball overtime. Hello.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Hey, Soccer Dave.
Hey, Soccer Dave. What's up, man?
Hey, finally got to watch a little basketball. So, really enjoyed it. Remind me a little bit of the football team. Their defense can frustrate some people. Their offense is kind of all over the place. We don't have a quarterback settled yet. We don't even have a point guard. So kind of mirror images there. But they also both play really hard. So I think they got a lot of promise. I could see if they could string a few games together, they may back into that NCAA tournament with the way the SEC is right now.
I mean, I'm just going to say this. If this team gets to the NIT, which is a 500 season, that'll be a really nice year for them.
Yeah, any post in basketball would be, I think, a welcome surprise for anybody around here. Better than what's expected.
Against the backdrop of everything going on, because it's a circus behind the scenes right now.
Yeah, if they make a tournament and, you know, bless their heart, if they actually win a couple games, I mean, that'll put a little pressure on Dave Hart, I think. To keep him around if he keeps endearing himself to the fan base. And so I think he's a great coach. I think we're fortunate to have him. I hope we keep him.
If I'm advice giving to Donnie Tindall, I say keep doing what you're doing. Be as visible as humanly possible. Oh, keep doing those things. I'd bring pizza out. Pizza. Hey, I'd do pizza every game, Soccer Dave. Every single game.
Every game. Yeah. Hey, and on the Butch Jones thing, he's not going to go anywhere. But if something crazy happened and he did, my first call is to be to Rich Rodriguez, Arizona.
Yeah, go get the real thing, so, man. I agree with that.
Yeah, that'd be my first and only call. Really, I'd roll dice down there. He can recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously, if you give him some time, once people get the system down, boy, they're going to roll with it.
Boy, I'll tell you one thing. That Oregon team they saw last night, you talk about nasty.
Now, their only intention in that game was to blow them right out.
Wow.
They were going in to cream them.
Wow. You talk about take no prisoners.
No, I dropped that one at halftime and went back to looking for homes for people.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I was playing guitar in the basement and didn't even look up at that game hardly down the stretch.
Yeah, I knew once Oregon got that first touchdown. I mean, once the second touchdown, they got that one in. I think they kind of got the rust knocked off, and then, it was really off to the races. Really,
yep.
It wasn't going to be a game.
Thank you, Soccer Dave.
There was a Jesse Scroggins sighting.
Where?
He played the second half for Arizona.
I didn't realize that. See, I turned it off.
He was that quarterback. Yeah, he was that quarterback, and I was like, there's that cat. He was supposed to be some. I know he. I think he was supposed to come to UT, or he was a commit or something. But he ended up going out to Southern Cal, I think, with Kiff, and got screwed over there. And now he's garbage time against Arizona.
What, would he be like a senior now? He's a senior, right?
Yeah, he's a senior, but he got in that game.
Wow, Jesse Scroggins.
I think they moved. Yeah, they moved the ball a little bit with him.
How funny. All right, hey, I hope you have a great day. Jesse Scroggins, thank you, man. Jet's a name I haven't heard in literally forever. Jesse Scroggins. Hey, Keith, I would kind of like that football basketball analogy with Tennessee. I think that adds up.
I think that's a reasonable analogy. I did want to ask, that Soccer Dave jumped off, I did want to ask him a question. I was going to see if there are any more soft Koreans or Frenchmen that Arsene Wenger could sign in the next transfer period.
You're now we're mixing three sports in. By the way, Action Jackson on Twitter is being taken to task by people that are calling him a Bama fan. He said, not a Bama fan, just a fan of greatness. Oh.
I don't know who Lane Kiffin is, Tony. He's totally Blanchard. He can't be the guy, but he can be the next guy.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Tully Blanchard's an original Four Horseman.
Absolutely.
I don't sneeze at that. By the way, 865, go ahead.
Everywhere he worked, he held every major title except the world title in the old NWA.
865-200-5402, Missouri showing some fight. They almost blocked a punt a second ago after a snap by the punter. Let me say this, smart way, ladies and gentlemen, and if you want to get in with us today, my number is 865-200-5402, as this is your smart way. Dalton Behring and Hydraulic, Tennessee basketball overtime after each game. We'll be with you as soon as the game goes final to talk about that day or evening's festivities. And Keith, next up for the Vols,
Butler, who has played far better than I think anyone expected. I think most people expected them to be probably the 8th, 9th, or 10th team in the Big East, and they've beaten North Carolina. I mean, they look very good, and if Tennessee can pick them off, that's a really, really nice win.
That'll be a huge game here in 8 days.
And again, I hope people show up for it. I mean, that's one that there's no excuse not to be there. So,
what kind of crowd are you calling for, Keith, in that one?
Oh, if it's less than 12,000, there's obviously a real problem. I would hope for a crowd of about 17. to be honest. I mean, Butler's a name brand program. They're ranked. I mean, that's a day you should get a bunch of people in the building.
865-200-5402 if you want to get in. Why do I say Smartway? You got to go online. Go smartway.net, check them out. You can also go on Google and check out a virtual tour of Smartway. Smartway has everything for your home where you also will pay your way, and it is the home of pay your way. Trademarked. Smartway has everything for your home. Newest retailer in Knoxville of furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones. They even sell tires there. Go by and see Professor Smarty and see what I'm talking about. Because that's what I'm talking about, Jimmy. Let me say this to you. If you can buy it today, walk out, pay in full, pay the low price, and go. You just did business with Smartway. Or choose 120 days same as cash. Or say 120 day, 6 months same as cash. Pay the cash price within the first 120 days or 6 months. Or choose a lease purchase, rent to own, in which you choose your payment amount and your frequency and change it anytime you want without the hassle of a new agreement. That's why we call it Pay Your Way. Smart Way. All on-time lease payments earn 2% in-store cash credit that can be used anytime for what you want when you want it, simply revolutionizing the way people shop and save. Smartway. Online, go smartway.net, 8416 Kingston Pike. As Hatfield, give me a final thought here on the way out, and thank you for your efforts today. Keith, give me a couple final thoughts here on the way out today.
Oh, I think today's by far the best performance of the Donnie Kendall era. They beat what I think is a really good team. We'll see at the end. I mean, they're 4-4 right now. They've got a couple of bad losses, but I think ultimately that's a pretty good basketball team. And I mean, as you said, they play so hard. If people don't show up next Sunday, I don't want to hear all this. I'm a Tennessee fan. I'm VFL. I'm this. I'm that. Man, if you don't show up next Sunday for that game, hey, it's on you. This team's done everything they can to bring you into the building. If you're not there and ready to go next Sunday against a nationally ranked name brand program, that's on you.
Hatfield, I'm going to go watch the end of the SEC championship game. I hope you do as well. Matty Mauk just made a miracle throw down the field. I believe that Sasser on the receiving end at the 17-yard line Hunt caught that ball for your Missouri Tigers. And they are my Missouri Tigers today. Cause anybody that doesn't play for the Tide is mine. All mine. All mine.
Keith. They're about to get Earl Hebner, though. You know it, and I know it.
Keith, hoops on the tube the next 24 to 36 hours. Recommend something for somebody.
Bengals Steelers tomorrow is what I would watch.
Oh, I can't wait for that. And then the Eagles tomorrow
at 4 o'clock. Eagles Seahawks tomorrow is good, too.
Action Jackson's fired a shot at you on the way out. Maybe you can explain this to me at another time. Tell Hatfield I love Twitter because nobody can ban me.
I'm sure a shot at eighthmaximum.com, I'm sure.
Hatfield, thank you. Love you.
See you later, Tony.
Congratulations to the Volunteers. They go to 3-3 on the young season with a 65-64 win. Remember, you heard it on Tennessee Basketball Overtime. We broke it down for you. Tell your friends about Smartway, Dalton and Baring, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. If you miss a day, you miss a lot. Butler's up next, followed by NC State. The basketball team still with a lot of good to do. Until then, till we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, I want to thank G-Mone Jay pushing the buttons. I want to thank everybody on hand with us today. We love each and every one of you. Hope you have a great day. Go Volunteers. And go Missouri, take down those rat-fink losers from Alabama. We are all Alabama fans today. Every single one of us is an Alabama fan today. Sports fans, can you feel me? I think you can. It's got to happen. Something good has got to happen here. Something great must happen, in fact.